Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, if you've listened to me very much on the radio program over the years, you know that we believe that the Word of God is powerful, and we have distributed Scripture around the world. But especially in Southeast Asia, over the last several years, we gave out like 230,000 whole Bibles in Fiji, and then we've gone 1,100,000 plus in Papua New Guinea. So Brother Alan Brooks, who is the field director for Southeast Asia here at BIMI, he asked a very important question, and it's this: do Bible projects truly impact lives? Brother Brooks says, I've often been asked, do the Bible projects really impact lives, and are they changing lives? While preaching on a Sunday at a local church in Papua New Guinea, a young man came up to me. His name was Samson. He told me that I had given him a Bible after I had presented the gospel while he was in grade 9 at Mount Hagen Secondary School. He trusted the Lord as his Savior. He started attending a local Baptist church. He reminded me how I had challenged the young people not to drop out of school, to work hard, to graduate, and go on to university. And then I would say, you are the future of Papua New Guinea. He wanted me to know that he did graduate. He went to the university and now is a CPA with the government. He also introduced me to his wife and his twin boys, Caleb and Joshua, and he's presently a leader in his local church. And some people may question whether a Bible project really impacts lives. Ask Samson. But one of the recent highlights of the Bible distribution was at a school outside of Port Moresby, which is for young people who drop out and live on the streets. It's especially for the young men to be able to continue their education and be trained in a vocation. There are 230 young men assembled to receive their Bibles, and I was able to preach during the assembly and explain to them how to pray and to trust Christ as their personal Savior. And I asked them if they had trusted Christ to raise their hand. Because of the large response, I asked them to stand if they meant what they prayed, and young men started standing throughout the room. I thought they didn't understand, so I had them sit back down, and I explained it again, saying, only stand if you have received Christ today as your Savior. And 32 young men stood to my amazement. Afterwards, they lined up, and I was able to speak to each of them personally. To God be the glory, great things He hath done. Thank you for those of you who have given financially and for those of you who've prayed to enable us to do this outreach. It's truly fruit to your account. Please continue to pray as we distribute the remaining Bibles and work on the follow-up with the students and government officials. I do believe it's making an impact. Well, let me add my two cents to this, because I've had the privilege of going to Fiji when we were giving out the Bibles there, and what an amazing sight to see thousands of young people standing before us, and the government gave us an hour to share the gospel and give out Bibles. And then the same thing in Papua New Guinea, to see young people standing in the tropical sun for a long time and not flinching and listening to every word that was given, and then to be able to give them their own personal copy of the Word of God. And those are beautiful Bibles with maps in the back and the plan of salvation in the front. And I strongly believe that these Bibles do make a difference in this world.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.